The combined bill addresses primarily individual income tax rates, lowers the top rate down to 5.2%, and offsets it with a number of items of closing deductions and loopholes on the other side to make sure that this remains a revenue neutral package. In addition, what we're doing, we also are continuing to address our roads, and we would see a 6-cent increase on the fuel tax, which as part of a broader tax reform measure, I've been supportive of as the overall tax burden from this bill is being lowered. So I think that it's a good compromise. I'm looking forward to talking about it further, but I think we'll see additional movement next week.